hadn't seen this yet. Mark was telling me about it, and I guess it is quite incredible. But that's something we have been wondering about.
Happened to Bob, Scott.
For all of us who knew him, and for those of you who watched him on TV. But how do you deal with a loss when no one will say what happened? Tonight I'm here to tell the story. Sarnia, Ontario, across the St. Clair River from Port Huron, the retirement home of legendary TV newsman Bob Bennett. 10 days ago, Bob was found dead in the river near an abandoned ferry dock. His closest friends here are having a tough time coping with his death.
I'll never find another boat. I'm never going to find another boat.
And they're struggling to make sense of what happened.
It doesn't feel right. There's something not adding up is the best way that I can explain it.
Bloomfield Township, Bob Bennett.
Bob Bennett was a fixture on Detroit television. He reported the news on Channel 4 for 32 years. We called him Boomer because of his booming baritone voice, but his greatest asset was his magnetic personality. If you met Bob Bennett, you instantly liked him. This restaurant and bar was Bob's favorite hangout in Sarnia. It's no surprise he made a lot of close friends here.
First time I met him, he says, "Hi, Ponytail, what's your story?" Because Gary calls me Ponytail. There's a couple of Chris's coming here.
On Thursday, August 19th, Bob came in for his favorite meal, meatloaf and mashed potatoes. On the way out the door, he told a friend he'd be back. The next day, friends and family reported him missing. Police found his van parked next to the river, but no sign of Bob. The following morning, his friends walked the riverbank and found his body.
I said, "Damn you, Bob, what are you doing there for? What happened to you?"
2 days after the body was found, Sarnia police wrapped up their investigation with a terse statement. They said foul play is not suspected, and that was that.
I've known Bob Bennett for 28 years. I respected him as a reporter, and I considered him a friend. When I found out he died, I kept watching the news and scouring the newspapers. I wanted to know what happened. How did he die? How did he wind up in the water? There was no information coming out, and it was bothering me.
When I started poking around in Sarnia, I found out I wasn't alone. Bob's friends are troubled, too.
It's question after question after question after question after question.
Friends are most troubled by what they saw with their own eyes.
There he is, face down in the water with his underwear, socks, and shoes.
His pants was here.
Bob's shirt and pants were in the water right next to the body. Cops told them the clothes were likely removed by wave action.
Was the belt undone? The
belt was undone. Belt was undone. And then how do the pants come off with tight action, leaving on a pair of slip-on shoes?
And another thing. After police released Bob's van, his friend John found Bob's wallet under the front seat, empty. Bob was known to carry a wad of U.S. and Canadian bills in his wallet.
Oh, he carried lots of money, yeah.
He did.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
A couple of thousand of each. No problem.
And Bob's friend Jerry found his money clip with only 46 bucks in it.
That's where I find his money, right there. And the clip.
Friends say it's hard to face Bob's death with so many loose ends. I tried to get answers from Sarnia police, but the rules are different over here. The cops wouldn't even talk to me, and the autopsy report is not a public record in Canada.
If the cops are right and there was no foul play, there are only two other possibilities. Either he accidentally fell into the water, or it was a suicide.
Friends don't know why Bob would even go near the water.
Perhaps he could walk here, but not there.
Not right in the edge.
No.
It's true.
No,
it's
my opinion
there.
Is
look
no.
That.
A fishing accident? No, friends say Bob gave up fishing years ago, and there was no fishing gear found in the water.
Yeah, see?
So what did happen? After days of digging, I found out the official word on Bob Bennett's death. A source close to the case tells me the coroner ruled it a suicide by drowning.
Oh,
he bases
wow.
that on the fact that Bob was being treated for depression.
Okay.
Bob's friends did notice he was depressed. He'd undergone hip surgery and was walking with a cane. He was suffering some complications. He told friends it was hard for him to be home alone and he was having trouble sleeping. But all of Bob's friends agree. The gloom seemed to have lifted and he was feeling a lot better in the days before his death.
Bob, to me, was not the kind of man to take his life. Something had happened to Bob.
Suicide is always hard to accept, especially when it's a guy who is so full of life. With all the weird circumstances surrounding Bob Bennett's death, his friends might never accept it.
You would have to think that he walked down into the water, sat in the water, took off his clothes, put his shoes back on, lay down in the water and died. And I'm sorry. I can't buy that. I just can't buy that. There's no way.
Bob Bennett had another nickname. We called him Bad News Bob because he covered every tragedy known to man.
Sure did.
He always went out there, got the facts, and let the chips fall. It'd be the ultimate irony if we ignored the circumstances of Bob's death just because he was our friend.
Yep. Wow. Wow, that was really an amazing piece.
So what?
Wow.
Why did he have $46 on him?
Well, it almost sounds
like. Why wouldn't he have, if he carried a lot of money typically?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he have had it all with him?
Well, you know, would somebody steal and leave a little bit just to make it look like he wasn't?
Sure. I would say so. Absolutely.
I don't think that's implausible.
Not in the least. In fact, I'd buy that right away. It almost sounds as if he was murdered, to be honest with you. I can't.
Well, they say no foul play, though.
I know. You know, see, that's the thing. When the story first broke, that's what I was wondering about the depression aspect, because when they just said that his brother was in town visiting him.
And wanted him to go back with him.
I had a feeling that somebody called the brother, maybe even Bob himself, and needed the support of his brother, and they thought it would do him good to get his brother to come visit him. And then he stayed. And then when the brother was trying to get him to come back with him, I thought, that sounds like a very depressed Bob Bennett, and his brother knew it and feared for him to the point of wanting to drag him back to Virginia with him.
Well, going into Channel 4 every week, too, you know, when you leave a job, you know, you go back once in a while. Somebody's got a baby or something.
Something, but.
But every week, I mean, this is a guy that misses his job.
Big time, big time. And as you say, who knows the circumstances in which he left, whether that was a legit retirement or some of the business of young blood and just kind of the things are happening today.
Who knows about that? I don't know anything about that.
No, me either. But and as we were saying, the fishing that even his son was
Out, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't even believe they were making that such a primary focus when it first happened, because it was obvious. It was like, wait a minute, of course there would be the tackle box and the equipment laying around. Now, what's interesting
about... Well, the story sucks, you know.
Well, that's right.
Nobody wants it to be any worse than it already is. So, you know, you do find these little games being played, as we found out with Butch Hollowell.
Mm-hmm.
With the Free Press printing
mm-hmm.
these very minor details of his, I don't mean to pile on Butch Hollowell, but let's face it, he doesn't deserve any different treatment in Detroit than he does in the rest of the state.
Absolutely.
The rest of the state gave us the story that he performed oral sex on a hooker.
Yeah,
on
he
a street
did
whore.
To her.
Right.
Good God.
And that he may have performed something on himself in front of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which, I mean, that just sounds so creepy.
Yeah, and all this being reported up north, not in our local Free Press.
And his wife works for the paper.
Yeah.
She's a columnist. And,
exactly.
And by the way, she's been writing the most puffy pieces ever since this happened. I feel so bad for her.
Well, the thing of it is, I hope to God she didn't kiss him when he got home.
Ugh.
Honest to God, man, can you imagine doing something like that to a seasoned whore, a heroin addict, and everything else?
I know.
Good God.
Yeah, what a brutal story. But,
but my point
is that the media will, you know, play games and things like that.
Surely.
Now, Scott Lewis is not willing to do that. He's not playing ball here, but...
Yeah, you know what also, Drew, that was interesting there is when they were showing where his body was... The thing of it is right there on the shore, that was full of giant rocks, big slate sheets of rock, big boulders
Yeah, piled up on each other.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing, if you were going to enter the water, you sure as hell, I mean, it seemed like you sure wouldn't enter it right there. I mean, you'd have to climb over that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be very difficult. So the idea of him... It was just very, very strange. And also the business of the tide action, taking all of his clothes off.
Come on.
Please, come on. That area, the St. Clair River, come on. This isn't the Atlantic Ocean at high tide.
Yeah.
You know, for weeks on end, pounding away at a body.
He's a big guy, too.
Oh, you know it.
Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're calling the news coverage of Bob's death?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. What did you want to say?
Well, on 11 o'clock news on Channel 4, Roger Weber was doing a story covering the memorial service
mm-hmm.
for Bob Bennett, and they were showing highlights of Carmen Harlan's and Emery King's nice, eloquent speeches at the service.
I already know what you're gonna mention, the Windsor Ballet joke.
Yeah. I could not believe it. He referenced the Windsor Ballet as one of his favorite forms of entertainment.
Yeah, which brought a lot of chuckles.
Oh, from the thing.
So are you implying that maybe there was something untoward with a woman?
Oh, I'm not suggesting anything. I just couldn't believe during a nice eulogy of the guy, they kind of...
Next thing you know, you got him in a boob, well, in a full-blown strip bar.
Well, it's kind of funny around here. I've never lived anywhere where going to those places was such not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, really, it really isn't a big deal, but I don't know that a memorial service was a good place. I wouldn't want people talking about me that way.
No, absolutely not.
If they mention a memorial service, that means it was a big part of your life.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding. Yeah, when we went home, if Bob wasn't home, we knew where he was.
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
What's up?
Good morning.
What did you want to say?
Hey, I've yet to hear anybody mention the possibility that he'd been trick-rolled.
He'd been what?
Trick-rolled.
Oh, trick-rolled. Oh, okay. By a prostitute.
Oh.
Oh, well, I say, you know, do prostitutes, how often do they roll people for their...
Yeah, I can't picture that.
It doesn't seem impossible, but...
Oh, I just don't see that. I mean, the thing of it is, too, remember, Bob Bennett was a big man. He was a large man.
Yeah, true. Well,
versus a woman.
He was a desperate woman.
Yeah, absolutely. So to overpower him, first of all, is not plausible. Secondly, if you did and you had that dead weight... Again, entering the water right there with all of that, those monstrous rocks, would be impossible. For one thing, dragging a body over that would cut up the body.
Yeah,
it would be bruised and lacerated and everything else. He didn't have a mark on him, apparently.
However, was that a warm night?
Canadian authorities aren't willing to divulge any information, then. Who knows who's to say if they have any marks or bruises?
Well, you make a point.
It is a little upsetting
that you can't get any information out of them. Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
What did you want to say, Jeff?
Hey, I was just saying something that sounded suspicious to me. You know, they were saying that he'd walk with a cane.
Yeah.
And how does he get from the water?
Yeah.
Over these big rocks?
I agree. And what's he doing in his underwear?
Yeah,
I mean,
where was his cane?
I mean, he's not going for a swim in his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. His shoes were on. And the other thing, you know, the weird thing of his, too, killing himself by drowning. It wouldn't seem like you would, I don't know, the state of mind of somebody, but can you imagine sticking your face underwater and then trying to take a breath and then literally holding yourself underwater while you struggle to breathe like that?
In your underwear?
No, because honestly, that water is very cold and, first of all, you step in that water and you'll know it. And then to actually breathe and then your throat closes up at that point because the body tries to protect itself because it can't breathe. People that drown really don't have that much water in their lungs because your throat closes up and you basically suffocate is what happens. And in order to do that, you know how people immediately struggle if they're being suffocated. So
there's no way he could have walked over wet rocks without a cane if he needed to walk with a cane all the time.
Oh, yeah, even without a cane, you'd have to really climb over those rocks. I mean, that's a big mess there.
Is this Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I think the whole thing sounds kind of fishy. I mean, the guy just had hip surgery. He's walking with a cane. He climbs over these big rocks. And then he takes his pants off and goes and kills himself?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The guy's reported on every brutal story. He knows the kind of media attention and the kind of coverage and the kind of memory that would leave.
Yeah, that's true. I don't buy it at all.
I don't buy it one bit. Something's really strange here. Yeah, this thing reeks.
We got to take a break. It's 8 after 8 o'clock at WIF, but that story...